Welcome to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, episode number 389. Survival is the ability to swim in strange water. Frank Herbert.
Broadcasting from the back alley in Hollywood, it's the Indie Film Hustle Podcast, where we show you how to survive and thrive as an indie filmmaker in the jungles of the film biz. And here's your host, Alex Ferrari.
Welcome to another episode of the Indie Film Hustle Podcast. I am your humble and quarantined host, Alex Ferrari. Today's show is sponsored by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, how to turn your independent film into a profitable business. It's harder today than ever before for independent filmmakers to make money with their films, from predatory film distributors ripping them off to huckster film aggregators who prey upon them. The odds are stacked against the indie filmmaker. The old distribution model of making money with your film is broken, and there needs to be a change. The future of independent filmmaking is the entrepreneurial filmmaker or the filmtrepreneur. In Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, I break down how to actually make money with your film projects and show you how to turn your indie film into a profitable business. With case studies examining successes and failures, this book shows you the step-by-step method to turn your passion into a profitable career. If you're making a feature film, series, or any other kind of video content, the Filmtrepreneur method will set you up for success. The book is available in paperback, ebook, and of course, audiobook. If you want to order it, just head over to www.filmbizbook.com. That's filmbizbook.com. Before we get started, guys, I set up a special link to help people affected by the coronavirus, and you can donate to Feed America. There is a lot of people in need out there, and Feed America is a great organization. And they're helping millions of people on a daily basis. And they also need your help. If you want to donate even $5, $10, it goes a long way. Head over to indiefilmhustle.com/help. Now, I don't know about you guys, but every day when I wake up, I feel like I'm living in the upside down from Stranger Things. I mean, we are living through a once in a generation event, which is this COVID-19 coronavirus thing. And not only is it kicking the ass of the planet, but our industry is really taking it in the chin. Now, I know there has to be a balance between staying safe and, you know, quarantining and not going out to work. But there's also the other side of that coin, which is like, if we don't work, we can't pay our bills. We can't pay our rent. We can't buy food and so on. So it is this fine balancing act that the entire world is truly trying to perform. And our industry is no different. You guys know I live in Los Angeles and I'm seeing it firsthand, you know, driving by, you know, the studios like Warner Brothers and Disney and seeing all of their production trucks sitting there, not being used. It's a ghost town by Warner's and Disney and Paramount. When you drive by, it's just like there's nothing there. It's really scary. I mean, I think the estimate's around 750,000 direct employees here in Los Angeles, employees meaning crew members, who are not working because of the shutdown of production. Not to mention the immense amount of support companies and facilities and services that help the industry and rely on the industry, from the local restaurants that, you know, we buy food from, to more complex services that help us create the projects and the productions that we do. So there has been a lot of talk on how we can really reopen. How can production go forward in a COVID-19 era? You know, I hate to tell everybody listening, but if you don't know this already, the production world, the film industry, will never, ever be the exact same way it was before COVID-19 hit us. The way production is handled from this point on will change. And as indie filmmakers, we too need to figure out how to keep that film engine going, but do it in a safe and responsible way. I was driving around yesterday in my neighborhood, and I saw a group of young independent filmmakers shooting an indie film. And it wasn't like with one or two people. There was probably about 7 or 8 actors clustered together waiting for a take. And there was the director, the DP, and maybe a producer and someone else trying to get the shot. And they were obviously stealing all the shots and they didn't have permission, because right now in Los Angeles, there are no, there is no permitting allowed. You know, the film office is not accepting applications for film permits. So if you want to shoot something, you got to do it guerrilla style. And you guys know me, I'm all about guerrilla style with my last film, On the Corner of Ego and Desire. I basically did guerrilla style and stole the entire movie from the Sundance Film Festival when I was there. So I'm all about doing what you got to do to get your shots. But the problem was that they weren't out there making their movie. The problem was that none of them had masks. None of them were doing social distancing. It was a very irresponsible way to shoot a project. Now, this is one of the reasons why I decided to do this episode and write this immense 3,000 plus word article detailing all the ideas and guidelines that are being put down by film commissions and countries around the world, including Hollywood, to give independent filmmakers an idea of what they can do if they want to continue shooting. And I agree with a lot of the medical experts in the world that are saying we can't sit around for 18 months waiting for a vaccine. We have to find a way back to production without pharmaceuticals. And that is about repeating testing and taking people out of circulation and then contact tracing them while we wait for the vaccine or effective treatment for this virus. Now, I completely understand wanting and needing to shoot. Trust me, I do. But if you jump into production recklessly, you're endangering yourself, your talent, your crew, and every human being that comes in contact with any of those people. So I gathered a collection of multiple film production safety guides from around Hollywood and the world as a potential blueprint for indie film productions moving forward. Now, I was able to obtain an internal film production safety guideline document from one of the major Hollywood studios. And this is a great overview of what Hollywood is planning on doing to protect its community and reopen production. Now, I'm going to throw out a few key points in that document that I think would be very helpful to independent filmmakers on their productions. There's absolutely no visitors allowed on set. Absolutely no personnel that is not permitted to be on set or in a production office or any of the stages will be there. Only essential cast and crew will be allowed anywhere near the set. Maintaining 6 feet apart is absolutely necessary. Avoid any unnecessary physical contact or touching your face. Increasing physical space between cast and crew members. No crew should be near cast unless they're part of the hair, makeup, sound, or wardrobe departments. And even then, they need to be masked and gloved anytime they're near talent. Hand sanitizer should be visible and available in all areas of your set, production offices, and or stages. Cast and crew should also be required to wash their hands with soap and water as many times as possible. Production needs to provide disposable disinfecting wipes that are commonly used for surfaces to wipe down every area before use. Production needs to provide gloves and respiratory protection, i.e. masks and or goggles, for cast and crew to wear when not on camera. Individually wrapped craft service and catering products will have to happen, kind of like a airport. There's going to be no more buffets. There's going to be no more open craft service tables where there's open donuts and things like that. That's gone. Everything has to be individually wrapped, including utensils have to be individually wrapped. A cleaning service should be engaged to clean the production offices, the set, anywhere that the crew is going to be. All sets, props, wardrobes, workstations, and other commonly touched items should be disinfected frequently. Now, if you're feeling sick with a fever, cough, or difficulty breathing, stay home and immediately inform your supervisor. You cannot allow anybody to come on set with symptoms of respiratory illness, including a fever or cough. You have to conduct health and body temperature checks of the cast and crew and anyone entering set in an office or production area. Increase health personnel to monitor, test, and keep awareness high. That means there's going to be a new crew member on every set, which is basically a nurse, a health practitioner, someone depending on the size of your production. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. And now back to the show. We might need more than that, but you'll need someone there whose only job is to check, recheck, test, retest, to make the call if someone's got to be pulled off the set or something along those lines. Video Village is only going to be available to certain crew only. Director, DP, script supervisor, only people who absolutely need to be there. And even then, they have to be 6 feet apart. I know this is going to be very difficult for a lot of people on set because they all like to hang around Video Village and just chill. Those days are gone. And a show in Australia called Neighbours set safety protocols out. They were one of the first to do so. And here's a couple of their ideas of what they're doing. The studio space is going to be divided into quadrants with three production teams isolated from each other and only three actors allowed to cross between these groups. Because of that setup, if someone gets sick, only the group whose member is affected will be suspended and the shoot can continue with the other two groups. There are nurses on set and everyone entering the site will be tested for temperature. Male actors will not have any makeup and female actors will not be touched up. There will be no physical contact between actors, including kissing, holding hands, or intimate scenes. Actors will also practice social distancing with camera trickery used to make them look closer together. There will be no outside extras or crew members already on set doubling as background performers. As you remember, and if you've ever been on a set, a lot of times background extras are treated like sheep and herded together. Those days are gone as well. Now, I think there is another area that we can learn from, which is the porno industry. I know a lot of people are like, what, the porn industry? Yes, the porn industry. The adult film industry has had to deal with testing and retesting for viruses since the outbreak of HIV/AIDS in the 80s. Performers are tested every 14 days and need to pass it in order to work on set. On any porn set, you will find gloves, masks, alcohol wipes. It is standard operating procedure for any mainstream adult film set. Now, some interesting ideas from Sweden and Denmark about film production in the COVID-19 era. Now, of course, they're talking about social distancing of 6 feet. But one of the big things they're saying is that crews are going to have to be much, much smaller. Maximum number of people on set is limited to 50 only. For interior shoots, every person inside at one time requires a mask on. One other thing that you could do is stagger call times for each department, so time intervals to prevent crowding on arrival on set. No two departments should be on set at the same time, if at all possible. So if electrical is there setting up, art department should wait, or vice versa, before they enter the set. Now, I also came across the European Film Commission Network's 10 Commandments of Safe Filming in the COVID-19 Era. Their 10 Commandments is as follow. Test for actors and related professionals. All actors should prove their state of health with a negative test in a form of a swab. Number two, personal protective equipment. Basic protective equipment can be divided into three categories. Face mask to protect each other, respirators to protect the wearer, and rubber or latex gloves. Number three, personal disinfection. If the scene being shot is extensive, crew members must carry pocket disinfectant wipes or a little bottle of personal disinfectant. On-site organization. It is necessary to take into account, especially in the first months, more space requirements for the use of locations in public spaces so crew members can be separated. At the same time, sufficient space must be made available for crews to eat so they're spaced from each other. Temperature measurement number five. Every crew and cast member should undergo temperature measurement with contactless thermometers before the start of each shoot day and before entering shooting locations. Catering number six. It is necessary to make sure that food can be distributed in takeaway fashion. Number seven, securing the location. Before you go to any location, you have to assume that it is infected. So you have to send a cleaning crew in prior to cast and crew arriving and clean it top to bottom very deep cleaning. And then when you're done for the day, you have to do the exact same cleaning again. Number 8, necessary documentation. In addition now to risk assessments pertaining to pyrotechnics, stunts, helicopters, the coronavirus will have to be taken into consideration when doing any of those actions on set. Number 9, management during filming. You will have to have a film safety specialist or occupational health and safety manager or a trained authorized person who is responsible for coordinating and supervising the anti-contagion measures. And number 10, waste management. Disposal of face masks, gloves, etc. must be treated as hazardous waste. We are living in the upside down, guys. This is scary. I know a lot of the stuff I'm talking about is just mind-blowing, but this is the world we live in today. And you have to also take into consideration that everything that used to take an hour will now take 2 or 3. Production will slow down, which in turn will become more expensive. So this is just the rules that have been set in place for us to be able to create our art as filmmakers. It is what it is. And everyone's going to have to be dealing with it. And that's going to have to be taken into consideration when scheduling a movie, scheduling a show. There's going to be added time because things will take longer to do because you've got to do it in order to keep your cast and crew healthy and safe. Now, in the article at indiefilmhustle.com/389, I list a ton of other areas as well with links to articles and other things that other people are doing. A really great one is Tyler Perry right now is one of the only production companies or only, I think, productions, period, in the United States that they're going to be launching, I think, in a week or two, where he's going to be able to shoot 22 episodes of a show, which is a full season of a show, in 2.5 weeks. And because he owns Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta, he's able to basically quarantine his cast and crew on the back lot where they're not going to leave for that time period. They'll be staying in houses inside the property lines of the studio and not moving. So that's great for him. It's not really something that Hollywood can do here because no studio that I know of has sleeping accommodations or like a camp style production studio backlot where people can sleep over and basically live there for weeks and weeks on end. But a lot of people are thinking outside the box because you have to, guys, because there is no perfect way to protect everyone in a film production in this COVID-19 era. If you absolutely need to put a film production together to shoot any kind of content, please be safe and responsible about it. I hope the ideas that I've laid out in this episode can help you come back to film production in a safe way. There should be no one that feels unsafe on a film set. It is a stressful area a lot of times, and this is just adding a completely new level of stress. People are really going to have to be on their A game when shooting on a production set moving forward. And guys, I really don't know. Nobody knows where we're going to be in 30 days, in 60 days, in the end of the year, at the beginning of 2021. We don't know. I personally feel that there will be some sort of resurgence because we've, you know, the countries, the U.S. is opening up a lot. And, you know, science just dictates that more people are interacting with each other, they're going to get sick and they're going to spread the disease. So I don't know. Don't think or don't count on production windows being open indefinitely. They might and very well like be closed again this year. So if you're in an area where you can shoot and you can shoot safely, understand that that window, it has a time limit on it, in my opinion. It will probably close again. I hope it doesn't, but it probably will close again before the year is out. So if you have something to shoot and if you could do it safely and you put these parameters in place, do so. But we haven't even talked about insurance and production insurance and how that's going to work out. I don't even know how insurance companies are handling this because the production has to protect themselves against liabilities. Imagine if you're a producer and you put your cast or your crew member in harm's way to get the shot, which, you know, according to history. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor. And now back to the show. It has happened a few times in Hollywood and on a production set, and they get sick and God forbid they pass because of it or infect another family member or somebody else that passes and is directly responsible because they were working on a film set. This is happening around the country, guys. I mean, at meatpacking plants, at Amazon, it's a problem. It really is a problem. So if you are going to do production and you have to do it, I hope this does help. Be very, very cautious because no movie, no video, no series is worth anyone's life or anyone getting sick with this virus. It's just not worth it. Thank you so much for listening. Again, the show notes to get links to all these documents are at indiefilmhustle.com/389. And again, if you have any ability to donate a little money to Feed America, that would be amazing. Because even if it's $5, for like every $1 you put in, they're able to have 10 meals with Feed America. So your dollar goes very, very, very far. So even if you donate $5, $10, it does help a lot. I've donated a bunch already to them. And at the top of every one of my websites, you will see a donation link. But you could also just go to indiefilmhustle.com/help and make a donation. I've been seeing the lines of people at food banks around the country. And this is a way that you can help. So I know, guys, we're going through a lot as an industry, as a species, as a planet. But in our small corner of the world in the film industry, we are going through a lot. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's a lot of, I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know what's happening with film festivals, with film distribution, with movie theaters, with Hollywood in general. There is so much uncertainty and fear going on right now. So I hope, again, that this episode helped you a little bit on your filmmaking path. And also, guys, I have decided to put a special area on Indie Film Hustle that is dedicated to COVID-19 and to the coronavirus, and updates and things that are happening in our industry will be there. So if you just go to indiefilmhustle.com at the top, you can click on blog and you'll be able to have the whole section. So all our articles, podcast episodes, videos that we're talking about COVID-19 or the coronavirus will be there in an organized fashion so you guys can keep up with everything that's happening to our industry and how COVID-19 is affecting it. I've been bombarded by the tribe asking me questions about COVID-19, so I feel that this is something that you guys need, and hopefully it will be of help to you. Thank you, guys. As always, keep that hustle going. Keep that dream alive. Stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Indie Film Hustle Podcast at IndieFilmHustle.com. That's IndieFilmHustle.com.